Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Remember, we shared with you in our last broadcast about the four Islamophobic strategies which the conservative and Mr. Donald Trump are using to scare the daylight out of American people for the purpose of gaining more voters. So American people will not vote for the liberals, the Democrats, but they will vote for the Republicans, because the Republicans will be a better party to provide the security and the safety for the American people from the Muslims, the ones who have already infiltrated the Democratic Party. And Professor Todd Green gave us an example of the creeping Sharia, which is the first strategy he talked about in his presentation, Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And there he talked about the questionnaire, which was offered by Mr. Donald Trump and Pence, as well as the Republican National Committees. And the question was, are you concerned by the potential spread of Sharia law? Today, Professor Green is going to give us another example for the second Islamophobic strategy concerning Muslims, Middle Easterners, and migrants. So please listen carefully to Professor Todd Green and to our response.
This mingling of Muslims, migrants, Middle Easterners, certainly the Muslim ban was partly about that as well, which is going to be one of Trump's signature achievements that he will herald, I think, in the upcoming election. He prioritized this when he first got elected. But you've also seen this in tweets for the past 6 or 7 months. So the tweet on your left, this idea that Middle Easterners, which is code for Muslims, have traveled from the Middle East to somewhere in Central America to join a caravan in which they are now going to come up into Mexico, across the southern border, right? And we should be afraid of that. So he's trying to make immigration south of the border about Muslims. And again, with this notion that there's probably a stronger visceral reaction amongst a certain portion of the electorate if this idea that there are massive numbers of Muslims coming south of the border is out there. And this old myth that's been around for a while that got recirculated.
Yes, indeed, my friends. It is just a propaganda, a lie, a myth written in a tweet by President Donald Trump. Before we even respond to this lie, let me first read to you what Mr. Donald Trump wrote in his tweet. For he wrote, "Sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan heading to the southern border of the United States. Criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in. I have alerted Border Patrol and military that this is a national emergency. Must change laws." And as we watch the news from the liberals and the conservative, the liberals mocked the idea that there is an even caravan coming towards America. They were literally laughing at Mr. Trump that he's making this up. But you can watch the video on Fox News and One American News where you see thousands in the caravan walking in the streets, getting closer and closer and closer to our borders. And still the liberals, like Professor Green, those who work for CNN, CBS, MSNBC, and on, mocking the idea that there is any caravans coming to our border. Surprise, surprise, later, they were inside our country. And until today, many of these liberals believe that this never happened. It just made up story. It's a myth. But what is important for Professor Green here is not the thousands who cross our border. It is Mr. Donald Trump's statement that there are criminals and unknown Middle Easterners who were mixed in this caravan. How dare Mr. Trump to use the word Middle Easterners, especially when he mixed it with the word criminals? Yes, they were unknown because we know nothing about them. But for Mr. Trump to say criminals, Middle Easterners, that is a no-no. Why? Everybody in the Middle East are sweet angels. They're holy people, especially if they're Muslims. They will never commit a crime. It's like we have not learned from the Muslims in America who committed many crimes before and after September 11. All this is nothing to Professor Todd Green, because there's no way you can tell me, according to his opinion, that any Muslim would be coming to America illegally. As if he was on the border and he checked out every person who come to America and he know for sure that none of them were Muslims. Isn't that amazing? That Donald Trump, with all the intelligent agencies he has, all of them are liars. But Professor Green, who maybe never set a foot on the border, he knows exactly that there was not any illegal criminal Muslims, terrorists, came from the Middle East through the Mexican border. Maybe Professor Green need to know that the people of the Middle East, these are the Egyptians and the Syrians and Iraqis and all the people of the Middle East, they look a lot like the Mexican people. Do you know that every time I go to different places in America where there is large population of Spanish people, Mexicans and others, when I go to their businesses, automatically they speak to me in the Spanish language, not realizing that I am an Egyptian. And they always told me that you look a lot like our people. And that is the reality. It is very easy for the people of the Middle East to fly to Mexico. And it is very easy for them to cross the border with any caravan. They blend very well. And sadly, Professor Todd Green does not see this to be a possibility. There's no way this is happening. But the reality, my dear friends, is this. There are plenty of people from all over planet Earth, not just the Middle East. I'm talking about Muslims from the rest of the 57 Muslim countries. As I already shared with you in a previous broadcast in this study, there are plenty of people from planet Earth who came to America illegally throughout our borders. The northern border, the Canadian border, and the southern border between us and Mexico. This is 100% fact. And now let me prove to you facts about Muslim terrorists who were arrested in our borders. For example, from the San Diego Union Tribune, written by Tatiana Sanchez on January 6, 2016 at 5:46 p.m., notice here, that was before Mr. Trump became a president. Listen carefully. U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter is raising questions about the border arrest of two Pakistani nationals believed by the congressman to have terrorist ties. Notice now, my friends, that these are two Muslims from Pakistan. Pakistan is not Middle East. Pakistan is Asian country north of the Middle East. That's near Afghanistan. We're not talking about the Muslim Arab countries, but Muslim Pakistani, large Muslim country which have millions of terrorists. Here is their names. The suspects identify as Muhammad Azim and Mukhtar Ahmed were arrested by border agents September 20 at a part of entry within the area served by the Chula Vista Border Patrol Station near San Diego, according to Hunter's spokesman, Joe Casper. What are you going to do about that, Professor Green? This is just a made-up story or this is real? Let me give you a second story from Edmonton Journal, Canada, by Johnny Wakefield, updated September 28, 2018. On September 30, 2017, the day a city police constable was run down by a car and stabbed outside an Edmonton Eskimos game, and four pedestrians were later struck by a swerving U-Haul truck pursued by police. A TV cameraman's lens caught the image of the Islamic State group flag inside the car. Sharif, 31, is charged with five counts of attempted murder. While police initially said they were investigating the event as act of terrorism, no terrorism charges have been laid. The day after the attack, an unnamed former co-worker of Sharif told the CBC that he had expressed support for violent extremists. Years before, the person claimed that while the two worked together on a construction site in the summer of 2015, Sharif held genocidal beliefs and had major issue with polytheists. He also alleged Sharif talked about hating Shia Muslims and expressed support for the so-called Islamic State. On July 12, 2011, Sharif arrived on foot at the San Ysidro port of entry, a border crossing between Tijuana, Mexico, and California. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection, he had no documents and no legal status to enter the United States, so he was taken into custody and turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. 3 days later, according to ICE, he had no known criminal history. A Canada Border Services Agency spokesperson said Sharif crossed into Canada in 2012 and was found to be a refugee later that year. The agency would not confirm exactly when and where Sharif entered the country, but Post Media has learned Sharif crossed into Canada on June 9, 2012 at the Fort Erie, Ontario, port of entry.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
So in simple words, Sharif came to America illegally in 2011. And because we could not find any criminal records for him, we let him in. And that itself is very stupid because, trust me, all the illegal Muslims who will be coming from the Middle East, even if they're just finishing college, just 24, 25 years old, you will never find any criminal record for them. They have never even smoked a cigarette, for heaven's sake. That is obviously if you think that smoking cigarette is illegal. Surprise, surprise, a year later, that's 2012, he is now crossing to Canada, and then he became a refugee in Canada. Don't you love that, Professor Green? And we know for sure that he's a good Sunni Muslim who hates the Shiites and the rest of the world who does not belong to the Sunni Islam. And in 2017, he ran down a constable and stabbed him outside of a hockey game. Isn't that wonderful? As he ran away from the police, he hit 4 pedestrians. And trust me, if you ask Professor Green why all this took place in the life of Brother Sharif, he will tell you because Trump is Islamophobic, because Republicans are racists. That is the only reason why we went through all this trouble with this wonderful, loving, peaceful Muslim friend by the name Sharif. But wait a minute, Trump was not in the office. We're talking about 2011. And now, my friends, let me share with you another story from the official site of U.S. Customs and Enforcement in 07-25-2013. Once again, That's years before Mr. Trump came to power. Somali national sentenced to more than 8 years in federal prison for making false statements in terrorism investigation. According to court records, on June 24, 2008, Fidesi and Deka Abdul Sheikh, 25, who was serving as Fidesi's English interpreter, arrived at the Hidalgo, Texas port of entry without any identifications. As part of his request for immigration benefits, Fidesz claimed that he witnessed his father's murder by Al-Qaeda inside his father's store in Mogadishu, Somalia. He was later transferred to ICE custody. Investigations discovered that recordings also revealed discussions Fidesz had with an undercover source in which Fidesz professed his support for violent radical jihad, the killing of non-Muslims, and his adoration for Osama bin Laden. And once again, Somalis are not Middle Eastern. They are all the way down in the bottom of East Africa. So we have a problem, America. And the problem is liberals like Professor Todd Green will never admit that there is anything wrong with Islam. They will never admit that there is anything wrong in the Quran, Allah's words, nor the Hadith, the saying of Muhammad. They will never admit that there is anything wrong within the history of Islam, what happened by the Muslims in the last 1400 years. They will never admit that we have a problem with our borders. They will actually would rather to have no border for America. So Muslim believers, these are the problem of the destruction of America, and the rest of the criminals can come to America from anywhere they want. I don't even know why we have embassies in the countries of the world for people to come to America legally. And people like Professor Green will never admit we got terrorists coming to America through our borders. The southern border between us and Mexico, and the northern border between us and Canada. And if I have the time, I can share with you a few hundred of these on-record stories. These are not made up. This is not a myth, Professor Green. This is facts. For years, Muslims were coming to America illegally through the borders, especially the jihadi ones. You know why? Because they could not come to America legally. They would be stopped by the embassies in their own countries as they get rejection on their passport, and they will never be able to come to America legally. So the only way for the true Muslim believers, the jihadi, to come to America, it is they have to come illegally through our borders. And that is a fact. Now let's move on with Professor Todd Green in his next session, as he mocked the idea that there was ever any Muslims who came to our borders illegally from Mexico.
In January of this year, a border rancher was found prayer rugs at the border. So now we have Muslim Middle Easterners traveling to Central America with prayer rugs or prayer mats that take them all the way to the border, then they stop and drop them. And then they keep going. I don't know what they're doing, right? There's no evidence for this. It doesn't make sense. It's Trump, right? It's not supposed to make rational sense, but it's supposed to stir up a certain narrative of fear of Muslims and Muslims and migrants coming from this. It's not just Muslims infiltrating the country by airplane or from Canada, now it's south of the border as well, trying to change the tenor a bit of that debate over immigration.
And now let me read to you the second tweet which Professor Green is using to mock Mr. Trump. For Mr. Donald J. Trump said, border rancher, quote, "We have found prayer rugs out here. It is unreal," close quotation. Washington Examiner, "People coming across the southern border from many countries, some of which would be a big surprise. There are numerous credible reports that Muslims' prayer rugs have been found left behind on Arizona and Texas border." Now, the liberals, like Professor Green, will tell you, this is not true. This is false information. This is just a myth. As you just heard him yourself, and all his audience were laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Why Muslims will carry prayer rugs and their Qurans and whatever Arabic material books they have all the way until the border, and they drop them at the border. Do you know why? Maybe if Professor Green read the Quran, he'll find out why. The Muslim jihadi who are coming to America illegally, they believe in the Quran. And do you know what is written in the Quran? All the passages which teach hate towards America, the Jews and the Christians and all non-Muslims, as I have shared with you already in this broadcast. And because they are afraid that they get caught with the Quran in their hands, which they know what's written in it, these Muslims simply leave the prayer rugs and the Quran behind. After all, they are trying to blend with the Mexicans, with the people of South America. And how many Muslims in South America read the Quran in the Arabic language or pray on the Muslim prayer rugs? So obviously, it will make sense for them to use the prayer rugs, to use the Quran all the way until they get close to the border. And that's when they get rid of them, because they don't want to be known if they get caught by our authorities in our borders as Muslims, but as South Americans. And because of new policies like Mr. Obama's administration, who put out an order to stop border agents from commenting on such items because it was promoting the false idea that a prayer rug was proof that someone was connected with terrorism. Because, believe it or not, from the days of Obama until today, American people believe if some Muslim pray five times a day, that means he or she are good, loving, peaceful Muslims, not realizing that every terrorist from the days of Muhammad until Christ come back are the ones who never miss a prayer. Don't forget the Southern Poverty Law Center, who accused some of the people who came up with these reports about finding prayer rugs and Arabic material on the border. They accused them for being connected with hate groups like they did to me, Usama, and the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. And that ends their credibility. And that's how liberals are used as useful idiots for the destruction of America. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.